As Tony Abbott has tried to neutralise the coalition's history on work choices, he's criticised the government for focusing too much on the past. But he too has had a visit from the past today. The former Treasurer, Peter Costello, joined Mr Abbott at the podium during an Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce lunch in Melbourne. And while the pair's message about the coalition's plans for the economy was well received, not everybody in the crowd was convinced by some of the coalition's policy directions. Ashley Hall's travelling with the opposition leader. He joins me from Melbourne. So, strong campaigning on the economy today once Mr Abbott could get off the work choices bogey.
Yes, that's right, Mark. And he got a bit of a fillip from Sir Gustav Nossal, the eminent medical researcher, who spoke ahead of Mr Abbott at this lunch, and he spoke of the fact that Mr Abbott was a terrific health minister who doubled the amount of money spent on medical research, and he hoped that Mr Abbott would be announcing something in the health research area, which would be a bit like his mental health announcement. Of course, Tony Abbott thanked very much the eminent scientist for his comments and took that in his pocket before he started his speech. He stressed that whilst the government says it's focused on moving forward, its attacks over work choices are looking backwards, and it saw him issue a reprimand today to Julia Gillard. He said he had a message for Julia Gillard that this is 2010, not 2007, and it's time to move on. But you might have missed that it was 2010 if you were attending today's Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce lunch at Melbourne's Crown Towers Hotel, because there was quite a bit of Mr Abbott looking to the past as well.
When it comes to the economy, the Howard Costello government got it, but the Rudd-Gillard government does not. It is the reforms of the previous governments that are responsible for this country's fundamental economic strength, not the spending spree of the current government.
Extraordinary, isn't it, both sides seem to look back to the Hawke years to some degree.
Yes, indeed. He mentioned the Hawke and Keating governments, the Howard Costello governments, and he talked about the fact that the Labor government back then got it because they had an understanding of the economy. He took a great swipe at the current ALP, saying that they simply don't have any experience running businesses, and that you can see that through the way they handled the mining tax, amongst many other things.
So it really is a question of going back to the future, to the Howard record of economic management. He's not afraid of that. Clearly, Labour polling, which seems to be driving this drumbeat of moving forward, it seems to be telling Labour that it's a good thing to go, you know, to emphasise that the Liberals want to go back to the past. But Mr Abbott is not put off by that.
No, indeed. Well, Mr Abbott's talking about looking ahead and jettisoning things that were unpopular from the past. But indeed, today he did draw on that past very strongly, invoking the ghosts of Treasurer's past. And he strongly praised the economic management credentials of the Howard government and talked about the very many members of his team, which were also part of the Howard government, and in particular the former Treasurer, Peter Costello. And he was talking almost in terms of the notion that the country needs the coalition.
It always falls to the coalition to clean up Labor's fiscal mess. It's happened in the states, here in Victoria, in New South Wales, in Western Australia, in Queensland. It's happened in the Commonwealth. The fact that this Labor government has run up debt more than twice as fast as the last one shows that the real risk in this coming election is that we will give a bad government the second chance that it doesn't deserve and that Australia certainly can't afford.
Tony Abbott, the man who was the Treasurer in those Howard years and who could have been in Tony Abbott's shoes today had he chosen to stay on and run for the leadership. He was there. Is he an enthusiastic campaigner?
Indeed he was, and a number of people seemed to look at one another and contemplate what might have been, because it was one of the better performances from Peter Costello, very passionate, very motivated and very enthusiastic about the prospect of a Tony Abbott-led coalition government. It was a very rousing speech. In it, he talked again about the legacy of the Howard government, of strong financial institutions, of prudential regulation, a budget in surplus, no government debt and a future fund. And he said that all of those things were what helped Australia through the global financial crisis. He scoffed at the suggestions that the economy might have been saved by spending on insulation bats and spending on school halls. And he said that the government now has a duty to move the economy forward, given that legacy, not backward. And he showed that some personal attacks don't end when you leave politics.
No amount of moronic repetition of moving forward... moving forward... will overcome the fact that there is a record there and that record needs to be carefully assessed in relation to the forthcoming election.
Peter Costello there supporting his old colleague Tony Abbott. And Tony Abbott then went on a walk around the streets of Melbourne. What else has he done today?
Yes, he's been off to Knox City Shopping Centre, which is in the electorate of Aspen, which is in the outer southeastern suburbs, I suppose, of Melbourne. It's an electorate that is held by 5%, a margin of 5%. The sitting member is retiring, so he was on a walk around with a local candidate, Alan Tudge. There was a heckler there in a pair of Speedos. Tony Abbott ignored him somewhat. Plenty of talk about border protection and one question towards the end of his walk around about work choices, but fairly well welcomed in the shopping centre.
I imagine that won't be the last pair of Speedos he sees in the next 5 weeks. Ashley Hall, thank you very much.